Welcome to Reactivators, a podcast where we review video games from inside video games. Reactivators is a magical device that allows us to travel into the world of any video game. We react to the games we invade. Every week on the show, we bring a guest into the Reactivator to give them an opportunity to see one of their favorite video games from a new perspective. Donkey Kong? You Muppet? If you like this podcast, hit us up on iTunes with a 5-star review. We appreciate you and we love you. And if you like this podcast and want to hear more from the hosts of it, check out patreon.com/supernpcradio to find additional content from us and all your favorite video game podcasters in the Zoo Tycoon crew. Boy, that $5 DJ Toad tier is looking really good right now. Really good. I'm your host, Mr. AAA, the COD King, Nick Banana Costanza, and joining me as always, my fearless co-host, the Moss Man, Baby Tyler Ward Schnipples.
Say it's me, Tyler Schnupp. Tyler Schnipples is, of course, if nobody knows, my Baldur's Gate 3 character, who sounds like me, is not me, but he's pretty cool.
Your name's Tyler on Zoom right now.
Oh, so it is.
I'm not going by the Drone Master today, my famous character. We talked on Video Games, a comedy show, about how a lot of Reactivators listeners are trying to call themselves Droney Balonies. I don't need that to take off. I think listeners is fine.
That's, you know what, Nick, that's glad you said something. I'm sure it won't.
You're sure Droney Balonies isn't going to take off?
No, I'd put money on it.
Hey, hashtag Droney Baloney if you're a fan of the Reactivators podcast.
Nobody does.
It's a social experiment. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Great.
Baby Tyler House Games.
I forgot to play them this week. I don't know that I've played any this week. I've been so busy.
You're playing a game of life.
No, you know what I did do? I'm sorry if I screamed.
Ah! What?
I played with a listener of the show and friend, Stony D, Stony Tree, Stony G from the Discord.
Stony Baloney.
Only he can, yeah. Great. We played Elden Ring online, and he came into my world, and we talked on the phone for about 2 hours. I've never had more fun in my life.
That actually sounds great. If I remember how Elden Ring multiplayer works, one of you is like a shade in the other person's world. Is that right?
A shade. I know what you mean, but yeah. I wouldn't describe it as that. I would say a ghost.
Like a ghost, yeah. You're kind of an apparition. You're not really there together.
A shade. I do know what you mean. It's just so wrong.
Shade versus ghost? I don't think it's that different.
Okay.
Our guest does have thoughts on ghosts, I know. We talked about ghosts before. In our private life.
Anyway, shout out.
Tyler.
That's all. I have to ask you.
Yes.
I was glitching out a little bit. How's games are you?
Oh, games is great. Thank you so much for asking. So playing a lot of Balatro, I have beaten the game with all but one deck. And I've also beaten the game on the hardest difficulty, the highest stake, with the checkered deck. I'm feeling very good about that. I've also been playing, I'm back on Baldur's Gate, Tyler.
Cool.
I love it. I'm having so much fun. I have a Githyanki barbarian named Zatruel who has a nice lesbian romance with Lazel. Together they fought to gain control of the Everburn Blade on the Nautiloid in the opening prologue, and now they're just off to the races.
That's beautiful. Did I tell you my Elden Ring, or sorry, my Baldur's Gate miniatures game?
Wait, what?
Me and my roommate, we have respective girlfriends in Baldur's Gate 3. She, of course, has Shadowheart, and I, of course, have Karlach. And so I ordered us both miniatures to put on the PS5, and they came.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mine's a little not safe for work, but just tastefully.
Of Karlach?
Yeah, because it was an option, and I was like, well, I'll try it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, got it. Does she have what's her weapon?
Her stunning looks. She doesn't have a weapon in it.
She's a barbarian. She's has to have a weapon. She doesn't
Not
have a
in
great
the
axe or a great
miniature.
sword or
Not
something.
in the miniature. It's a Shadowheart has a spear.
Good.
The spear
Good.
of Hjar.
Spear of Char because she doesn't like Saloon.
No, actually, maybe a saloon. I don't want to do this anymore.
No, I guess loves it. She's laughing a lot. She's just muted for the listener. She's like cracking up. But we are gonna get her in here because we have a fantastic returning guest, an all-timer guest, you might say, comedian and casting associate, Francesca Tricamo Palmer. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. I can't imagine that anybody other than you thinks of me as an all-time guest, but I'll take it.
Tyler does.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here.
Yep, or bye. That's it.
Do you have anything you want to say about us?
I think you guys are all-time great hosts. You're doing a really great job, and I
Yeah.
love you both.
Wow.
Thank you. Wow, I guess we are doing really well.
I
You
guess.
are. You've been doing this for a really long time, whether anybody asks you to or not. So,
Yeah,
and
that's true.
they
They
don't.
don't.
180 episodes. This is our 180th with you right now.
Wow.
Wow. I'm so honored.
That's like 3 years. That's more than 3 years. Oh no.
Wow, it's the anniversary of that and something else.
Whoa. The
The Hannah
anniversary.
Montana movie?
The Hannah Montana movie,
I do believe
precisely.
that. Someone told me today that this is the anniversary of the Hannah Montana movie. So
Wow.
there's a Hannah
go down,
Montana
throw down.
movie? Nick.
Yeah, obviously. She comes out as Hannah Montana to the town or to her
What?
hometown in Tennessee. But then she's like, I'm not actually ready to have everyone know that I'm Hannah Montana. So can we all please keep this between ourselves? And there is a Taylor Swift song in it.
Your brother didn't have this on the TV while it was playing all weekend, one weekend?
I think I saw it in the theaters,
Did
for
you?
the record. Yeah, but my
No.
friends and I were like in like maybe like 8th grade or so. So it was like we were like a little bit like we're seeing this ironically, but like we weren't really.
Yeah,
I
you wanted
saw
it.
Miley Cyrus in concert when I was in 9th grade.
Whoa, how was that?
Well, I was in the same kind of ironic phase
Yeah.
because my sister, she's 5 years younger. I think she was in 5th grade, I think. And even she didn't want to go that much, but we went to the Tacoma Dome in Washington, and it was a great show. I really had a good time. They showed a clip from the upcoming film, The Last Song, with her and Liam Hemsworth, I believe.
Yeah, when they met, because then they got married.
Yeah.
Now, how ironic were you being at the show?
It was so ironic that I try to get on stage.
Wow. In your Everything's Better with Bacon shirt.
Yeah, I love that. That stuff's so funny to me. Bacon is like the funniest food.
So random.
Yeah.
Pizza, pretty good. Bacon, really good.
Yeah, that's a good saying.
When I was a kid,
Francesca?
I had a wait, no, shut up. I need to say this. When I was
Thank
a
you,
kid, I had a
Francesca.
thing about like I love pie. Like that was like my thing. And like I think sometimes it was like a screen name or the capacitor or whatever. And I never liked pie very much. And so it was just like I don't know where it came from, but it was a thing that I like did consistently where I would say that I liked pie. And that was sort of like a little motto, but I really didn't eat much pie and really didn't care about it. And I have always liked cake more.
Ooh.
That's just, I have to speak my truth.
What are you,
Ooh, thank
Greg
you.
Behrendt?
Who?
This is an old stand-up who had a bit about like loving cake. I don't know why that came to mind.
Cool.
Francesca, I didn't mean to call you Greg Behrendt. I'm sorry.
Was mean.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
He's very, very funny.
I found out a shocking truth about our friend Anna Garcia. She goes by Scramby Eggs on everything, and she doesn't like scrambled eggs.
Whoa.
It's pretty messed up.
Yeah, it's fucked
Sorry
up.
to dox her.
And sort of like your nickname that she gave you, Nick Banana. And you don't like eating bananas, but you But you've sort of made it your whole personality throughout your whole life.
I love bananas.
Oh, do you?
I love eating bananas. But it's a banana a day for me. I'm really? Not even
well,
kidding.
It's relevant to today's game, please.
That's true.
Ooh, banana, if you will.
Oh.
We're doing from the Mario movie. From the opening of the Mario,
movie.
Did you?
My brother, yeah, I did. Oh, here's games relevant thing. I saw the Mario movie. I saw my brother was in town last summer, and I was like, what are like some random things that we could do? And I was like, oh, we could just like go to City Walk, because we were not going to like pay the money to go to Universal Studios because I was deeply unemployed. And it was just like, I think it was like sold out, but I was like, we could just go to City Walk and like you will enjoy just that experience. So we're like, all right, let's go to City Walk and we'll like see a movie. What's playing? Okay, Super Mario Brothers, which is like exactly the context you want to see that. And there were like four other people in the theaters and we just had these like giant chairs. I had a great time. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I thought it was a fun movie.
Yeah, it's a good baby movie for babies.
Yes, exactly. It's a Super Mario. Who else is it for? It's a children's film.
Obviously not the real fans.
Not the real fans.
No, it's fun. It's like not, it's fun. It's fun. I
really
it.
Liked Seth Rogen's performance. As a big Donkey Kong fan myself, I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
What did you think about Fred Armisen as Donkey Kong?
I think I liked it. Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Okay, sorry. Jesus.
Seth Rogen, you liked Francesca. Seth Rogen. You didn't like Fred Armisen.
I think okay. You may have misspoke.
I might be misremembering.
No, but for real, like jokes aside, how is games?
You know, it continues to be largely irrelevant to my life, but I was thinking I was like, wait, when was that? When I was here last year, last summer, I acquired a PS4 from my partner's friend, and who got, I think, a PS5 and was like, do you want this? And we're like, sure. So I played Stray and I had fun with that.
Yeah.
And then, and I like, it took me quite a bit of time to play. And then I had looked something up online and it was like, average play time is like 8 hours. And I was like, cool. It took me definitely like 16, but it's but I had a good time with it. I liked the kitty.
Yeah.
And
it,
then
it took me that long just to it's make it
tricky.
Feel better.
It's tricky.
It's tricky, and my cat loved it. My
I kept
cat
getting lost. Like I just like it was just like you're just like where am I supposed to go?
Yeah, same. I had the same problem, and my cat wouldn't stop batting the TV. He loved that.
Is that true?
Yeah,
that's adorable.
It was one of the cutest things he's ever done. And I have like five videos of him doing it. It's pretty great.
That's awesome. I'm obsessed with that. That's so cute.
It's very cute.
I don't think my dog cared about Stray. I don't think she really.
Have you seen this? And I'm sorry to step all over your house games here. Cats are going nuts. There's videos on TikTok. Cats are going nuts at Baldur's Gate 3, Nick. Because Francesca, if you don't know,
because they're too horny.
I wish that was the case.
That's really good, Nick.
Sorry, my cat is going nuts. I got Baldur's Gate on in the background.
Well, there's on the main menu. Once you press continue, stop it, and or new game, it. The animation goes underground and there are rats that run by. And so cats are like attacking screens and like, it's pretty cute.
One time I was turning on, I was open to the like Peacock app on my TV and the loading is like this little rainbow dots and it goes like up and down and this little thing. And it like kind of got stuck on it for a while. And my dog freaked out. She was just like barking like crazy at the TV. She did not like those dots.
Mm-hmm.
So
one time I was playing Modern Warfare 2 at my old, my house that I grew up in, and the dog, was on the couch next to me and he heard the doorbell, and I had, this was the days of Xbox 360 couch co-op, and I had four cords laid out, and the dog ran through the cords, got tangled up, and immediately pulled the TV off the drawer it was on. And miraculously, it was fine. Otherwise, it would have ruined my gaming day.
I think he was doing you a favor. You were probably playing No Russian on repeat, I'm sure. Just a
no.
terrible level.
Francesca, are you a fan of No Russian?
I have no idea what that means. Glazed over.
Yeah, that and rightly so.
No Russian. Well, and I don't want to talk about the level of the Call of Duty campaign where you murder innocent civilians. I do want to talk about our first segment. This is a little bit of a new spin on an old classic. It's time for the Tinder Binder remix, which Baldur's Gate character that I should date.
Okay, well, that's my segment.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay.
But you've stolen, that is mine, famously. That oh. I sort of, yeah.
I remember like a Pokemon version of it.
I've done other versions, and I think you know that.
I'll have to check the archives. No.
You won't.
I got this segment out of the segment factory. It was a little dusty. Here's what the inscription says. Francesca and Tyler will take turns talking about Baldur's Gate characters that Nick should
date.
Game
I've not played.
So here's what we're gonna do.
Every time I was like, oh yeah, like I finished it. Or like, oh, you're just constantly checking. Like, have you played this yet? I'm like, I literally don't have a way to play it. I have a Mac, and I have a PS4, and I have a phone. Those are the only things I have.
Wow.
And that's no problem. It's really no problem. We're going to use our Dungeons and Dragons brains here. I'm going to send you some pictures of some characters.
Okay. If I get pictures, I'll decide whether I'm swiping left and or right.
Thank you. If I'm swiping left or right, to be clear.
We're helping Nick with his dating profile, I see.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm torn, you know? Obviously, if I was a Githyanki barbarian named Zatruel, I would obviously date Lazel, but me, Nick Costanza, I don't know. So here's what I'll do. I'm going to send you some pictures, and then I'll give you some defining traits of these characters and have you tell me if I should date them or not. This is the first one. I'm going to send you the Google search result because I want you to have lots of options of pictures.
You are Googling this right now.
What?
Sending me a link to Google.
And let's see, who else?
Not even gonna like write a fake bio. I
could give you a
you
bio.
You wish this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Asterion the vampire, you think I wish?
Yeah.
You wish, Nick.
You wish.
That's all I get.
Out of your league. Sorry.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. Go ahead and swipe right.
Yeah, go ahead.
He'd swipe on me.
Why?
Damn, look at those abs. That's crazy.
Astarion has the demeanor of a charming and confident nobleman with a biting wit. He's an elf rogue. He's also secretly a vampire spawn, but I don't know how secret it is. He serves the dark vampire Cazador. He's very sneaky. He's very haughty. He likes to stab people. He doesn't like to bite innocent people. As a vampire spawn, he also doesn't have the ability to actually turn people into vampires, but he can drain your blood. So what do you think?
Okay, yeah. He also has an 8-pack.
Yeah. Out of your league, sorry.
Out of your league.
You wish.
All right. You know what? I'm swiping left on him. I didn't really want him anyway. Okay. Jeez.
Do you want to just tell me the names and then I can Google it and you don't have to send me Google
It's really no trouble for me to do it. But sure. Gale, Baldur's Gate 3, Gale. That's our next.
Okay, wait, no, but now immediately I don't know how to spell that. Oh, okay.
G-A-L-E.
Just get okay.
Yeah.
You wish.
You wish. Sorry, dude.
These dudes are so hot.
I'm just gonna be clear. In the game, they don't judge your
appearance
or personality.
This is me and Nick Costanza. You fucking wish.
You wish,
okay.
Dude.
Okay.
God, I love this segment.
This is not going the way I thought it was going to. He's a wizard. He's a technically in love with Mystra, who's like the goddess of magic.
He is emotionally unavailable.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a fucking wizard.
He's got a Netherese orb in his chest, though. And if someone doesn't keep giving him magical artifacts, he might explode and die.
He eats them.
Okay, so you're trying to fix a hoe.
Yeah.
You're trying to I can change him. I can take care of him. Like.
Francesca, this is exactly right. Nick thinks he can fix Gale.
Ugh. Listen, we've all been there.
We've all been there.
Why is he holding like a shiny lady head?
this you know. I don't know.
Why not?
He's like holding a thing and it's like a blue, shiny lady. White. Now I lost the picture.
Is it? Maybe it's Mystra.
Oh, it probably is Mystra. He sometimes talks to her head. How about Shadowheart from Baldur's Gate 3? I don't feel like I know what you're going to say.
It's, and Francesca?
You fucking wish. Yeah, right.
Wait a minute. She's on Tinder, Nick?
Actually,
yeah, no, this girl is absolutely Raya exclusive.
Yeah, that's where I matched with her. Well, I didn't match with her. I saw her. Sorry, to be clear.
Nick, this
is
bad
news.
Is
she also blonde sometimes, or is this somebody else?
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes it's a little bit of a spoiler. She could change her hair color, but yes. Mm-hmm. We'll say the baseline Shadowheart has the raven hair.
She's already kind of dating my roommate. I did get her a miniature of her, yeah.
Okay. Well, why don't
this woman seems gay? I will say that.
Yeah.
She can be.
She can be.
But I guess they all can be, right? Aren't they all pretty?
Yeah.
Everyone's kind of, that's kind of a deal.
She was that's with, the deal. She was gay with my half orc monk, Urtragak.
And now, are you coming up with those names, or are those the ones that are?
The part of the fun is naming your character something you could never be named, like Ty Lord Schnipples, what I wish I was named.
The names of the characters in the game seem to be a lot more normal than the names that you're choosing.
To be fair, I'm using a Dungeons and Dragons name generator, and I really go through and I pick them out carefully. I need something with good SEO, but also speaks to the heart of my character.
Yes, and it's a D&D tradition to name your character something terrible.
Okay, two more. First up, I want to get Tyler on this. I want you to look up Karlach, Karlach, and tell me if she's worthy of Tyler's love.
Of Tyler's?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's his girlfriend.
I could honestly, I can see it.
Wow, thank you so much.
She's did like I say you were like one cool of my favorite girl, guests on the show?
Yeah, like, a little bit. Yeah, you're
he's
right.
He's got this mullet.
Yeah. I've dated people with mullets before.
Oh, I know. I can tell.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
You seem like you're the kind of guy that a girl with a mullet is like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Nick, how you like them apples? Last. No, what? No. It's and it never has.
And there's like she seems confident, but there's like a little bit of like she's got this like weird skin.
So she's a tiefling. She's one of Dariel's tieflings.
She's exactly a tiefling.
She's a devil person.
She's a devil person.
Not a devil, strictly speaking, but she has devil ancestry. That's why she's red and has horns.
She's like scaly too. But so I'm like, I don't know if she's like a little self-conscious, maybe. Like maybe when she was like a little more insecure, like you could have gotten in there.
I think those are Nick you're talking about. Never mind. I believe she's like sort of battle scarred and a little bit burned, maybe.
Then she's probably not self-conscious about it. She does have a piercing. She's also hella gay.
She can be.
She can be. And I should be clear, her heart has been replaced with an infernal engine. So it's that's kind of like
so
a
she
thing.
Can fuck all night.
Actually, I know.
Yes and no. It's
she can't touch people at first.
Yeah, but
maybe you can change her.
Well, not, but maybe you can change her again.
But my character, Saxdorf.
Saxdorf?
Mm.
Dwarf.
Dwarf.
To be clear.
Mm-hmm. They were sort of making out when they weren't allowed to.
Whoa.
Yeah. It was pretty crazy. Saxdorf didn't mind the pain, if you know what I mean.
Is and there a game in this game, or is it just fucking?
It's, well, the fucking makes it better.
Yeah, that's kind of what you're trying to get to. You play through the game to get to that.
They made them crazy. They made these scenes nuts. So
they really did.
I didn't do that.
Okay, here's my last one, and I'm really putting all my eggs in this basket, so to speak.
Okay, and that's not a hint at to who this is.
It is kind of, because I'm talking about my girl Lazel, Gith Yankee.
Oh, there's like a
She's a Gith Yankee. She's like kind of a frog person.
Yeah.
But she punches you when she's in love with you. I want to lick your sweat. She says stuff like that. And then she punches you in the face.
Yeah, you wish. You wish.
You wish. Sorry, dude.
Yeah, right.
What? Are you kidding me? I can get any girlfriend out of this at all?
She's definitely like the closest. For sure.
She's the closest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but see, then I'm seeing another picture of her and I'm like, whoa.
Okay. Yeah.
I get it. Well, this like fucking bondage bra situation on. Yeah. I don't know much.
Nick, unfortunately, you're going to have to go with an NPC.
I think, unfortunately, all these characters are just too bad for you. Like, I think they are just... I don't see it. Who am I dating in this game?
Oh yeah.
Who do I get to date?
Well, I don't know. Did any of these folks look like you could see yourself with them?
Unfortunately, the first guy with like the
starring
vampire guy, like that's not like all like. But I love like a little freak.
Yeah, yeah. And he is.
You know, I think Francesca might like look up Jahira. Jahira.
Who's Jahira's friend in the game?
No.
She's got white girl dreads, so that's not really working for me.
I agree with that.
Respect. Yeah. Yeah.
Now it's just like suggesting.
If you're not Annie Lamott, don't try it.
Who's Evelyn?
What about
Minsk? Is that his name?
Yeah, she's not gonna like him.
Minsk is cool. He's like a big me. Russian guy who's got like a big rat friend, right?
I am not gonna. Oh wait, okay. Well, I like that he has a rat friend. That makes me like him more. But I will. This is like, what am I getting? What is this? What's Minsk and I gonna talk about?
He's really dumb.
Like the amount of time that this man spends at the gym, that is not.
Yeah,
that does not work with my lifestyle.
That's fair. I think like. I think he's mostly in battle. I think that's what's working out for him, you know?
How about
Now I've come across Halson.
Great.
And he's a big dude, but he has long hair, so I like him.
Sure.
Yeah.
He is, and you're going to hate to hear this, Francesca, but he is a bit of a himbo.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right. You loved it.
You know, this is here for a good time, not a long time.
Great.
You know?
Great.
That's actually very much his personality, and he also notably has the most interesting love scene in the game. Not most interesting, but you know.
Do you play shocking. The?
You can.
Sex, or do you just watch it?
Now that you're saying it, yeah, I guess you do just watch it.
But you make some choices.
You make it. Your choices do affect how they play out.
You can make them worse. Like you make the Gale scene. The first time I had it, like nothing happened. He was like, "Let me show you magic," and I was like, "No, just come to my bed."
Okay, I've come across a female Gale, and I'm into that.
A female Gale.
That's not canon.
Well, someone did a really nice job.
Well, this has been a demoralizing segment, and I'm not even gonna play this voicemail that I got from Lazelle after she showed up on Video Games, a comedy show.
You're not gonna show it?
No, I'm not. I feel like you guys don't even want to hear it.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, all good.
Okay, I'm playing it. Stvar, I'm calling on orders of Pithrak Voss. I need to find someone to date, anyone, but not Nick Costanza.
Oh, wow.
I'm jacking out.
Okay. That is what we say when we're getting out of a segment, Francesca. Yeah. That's sort of new. Oh, it's okay. From a Mega Man game, if you can believe it.
Mega Man Battle Network.
Who's this from lady? That. I've just searched BG3 women, and it's...
Yeah. they're plentiful.
I'm just like, who... Is everybody in this game white?
No.
No. Nah, dude.
Nah, dude.
Nah, dude.
Look up Counselor Floric. She's not white. Look up look up Barkus Root. He's a gnome. He's not white.
He's a gnome.
Yeah.
I like Counselor Floric's outfit.
Yeah, it's bae, to be honest. She's a little rude. I don't want to date her, but she is bae.
I was going to say Minthara is not, but she might be.
That's what I was going to say. She's evil, but she's cool. She's a drow.
She talks like an old woman. That's sort of, I've done a pretty good impression, I'll say.
It is good, and it is, like, surprisingly sexy.
Yeah, it's pretty sexy. That's
she's
actually
kind of like a hot, like, Andro sort of a look going on, too.
Yeah.
I'll kill you.
That's who Tylor... That's who the character Tylor Schnipples is dating.
Naturally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to be honest, you don't really want to date her that much because she's not an origin character, so she doesn't actually give you like as much love and companionship as some of the other ones. So just
but
FYI.
They yeah. make up for it with the cutscene.
Oh my gosh. Ooh. I want to see it. Yeah.
Steam coming out of my shirt. It's pretty graphic.
I could date all these ones if I wanted to.
No, you couldn't.
I could.
No, you couldn't. You think you could? You couldn't.
Give me 30 seconds with any of them.
I'm just like, what do any of us have to offer to these people? You know?
Yeah.
We don't have any magic. None of us are very strong.
Yeah, actually, I'm really strong. But I'm actually super strong. This next segment is, of course, called. I'm dusting it off again because it feels relevant. It's, of course, Stario Chart, where I try to relate astrology with video nice. Games, of course, based on an old podcast.
I'm pulling up CoStar.
You're pulling up CoStar?
Yeah.
Well, it's Mercury retrograde, everybody. Surprise, the Zoom hasn't crashed.
We just had a big old eclipse, too.
And an eclipse. Thank you, Nick. That was crazy. How's everybody feeling? And answer like with a video game character.
Squaw, I feel good.
Okay, that's terrible.
Is Austin Butler in the Hannah Montana movie?
Oh.
Hey, man, that's Hannah Montana.
He might be.
They'd be in Tennessee, Hannah. Right? So you could do that voice.
Hey, man.
He might be. That might be where he... Because I think he was like a Disney kid or something.
Yeah, he was, for sure.
Yeah.
How do I feel?
Is my
a video game character who like thinks they're getting sick.
That's really good. Who thinks they're getting sick? I guess Lazelle.
Arthur Morgan. All right, Arthur
well,
Morgan.
I'm feeling like Lazelle. Happy eclipse. Wait, can I tell you though? I was in Puerto Vallarta this last week and weekend for a wedding that happened like during the eclipse. Like it was like timed out. It was like an 11:30 a.m. wedding. because Puerto Vallarta was like 95% totality or whatever, and it's also where they had met. But so then at one point at the wedding did like an open eye meditation, like with our eclipse glasses on. We all did like a meditation together and like looking at the eclipse. And, like,
whoa.
It was very fun. It was a very fun wedding. But also during the vows, one of the grooms said that he was like talking about like ways they've grown together, you know, like, and these things have happened, blah, blah, blah. And I believe he said at one point, I believe it was, and you, most importantly, like you reached whatever level of Elden Ring because you absolutely slay as like Mira or something. I can't remember. Whoa. I don't know any of it, but I loved hearing video games reference in gay wedding vows.
That is sick. And of course, I love Elden Ring now. Didn't used to. And maybe
I think it was Elden Ring when you said it. I was like, oh, I think that's the one.
Maybe.
Just to reiterate for the listener, I am a Virgo sun, a Capricorn moon, and a Scorpio rising.
Francesca, let's get your three.
My big three. I'm a Pisces sun and a Gemini rising and an Aquarius moon.
Wow. Now, mine people don't like, which is Virgo sun, Virgo moon, and Capricorn rising. Sometimes I like Virgos are fun. The Virgos are good people. I feel like sometimes if they're dudes, they're a little insane, from what I hear. So, anyways, where was I going with this? Oh, it's just this Mercury retrograde's messing with my head. Everything's appearing to go backwards.
Dude, you good?
No.
Oh, no.
I'm becoming... I don't have anything.
No, come on. Don't bail. You got it. You got it. Just keep talking and something will come out.
I'm becoming... the creepy moon from Zelda. Francesco, do you know what the creepy moon from Zelda is?
No.
Would you mind looking that up?
Actually,
Majora's Mask moon should do it.
Ah! Isn't that scary?
No. I don't like this.
Isn't that scary?
That is what its voice would sound like.
Yeah. And he's right here.
I saw him on Raya. I swiped left.
You're on Raya?
Oh. Oh my gosh, Mr. Moon, you're right outside my window.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you're not supposed to be out during the day. The eclipse already happened.
Not, I guess not today.
Oh.
Well, it doesn't seem like he knows what he's doing here.
Oh my gosh, Francesca, have you ever talked to the moon before?
Not in like a, you know, back and forth kind of situation.
Yeah, me either. I guess we just did do our main three. crap. This is going to be going on for the rest of the month almost. Did you know that?
Mercury retrograde?
Mercury retrograde.
I think it stops at 23rd or some crap.
Well, I, for one, am sick of it. And I'm going to tell this moon to fix it right now.
By going back in time?
Yeah. Oh, hey, just like the game you're from, The Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask, where you have 3 days before the moon crashes into the Earth.
Nick, this is perfect. Go back in time so we can reset and finish the episode.
Okay. Francesca, I need your help for this. We're going to use a reactivator, which is a time travel device also. Has that never come up before?
I don't think it has.
That's weird.
We don't really use it for that usually. So.
Wow, it seems like there's a lot of other ways you guys could use that.
No, nah, we just like the game.
We just like the video game stuff.
Not going to kill Hitler. Or...
He's already dead.
He's already dead, thanks. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so I'm going to set the recording back 3 days. We're going to jump into the past, and we have to make sure the rest of the episode is perfect, or else the moon will destroy the world.
Why do we have to go back 3 days?
Here we go. Oh, no. Oh, wow. Look at that. Nick, we went so far back, you're not on Raya.
Wait, what? Oh my gosh, my account's not approved anymore. Oh, shoot. I was going to collect a bunch of people on there and bring their names up on the podcast for my segment. Ask if I could date any of them.
Oh, no.
What should I do instead? Should I do something else?
Yeah, bring us to break.
Bring us a break right now?
Yeah.
Did Francesca make it? Is she back?
Sorry, I'm in Puerto Vallarta right now. It's 3 days ago.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. Your connection is great.
I'm sorry, I have to get ready for this wedding.
Okay, we're going to take a break while she gets ready for the wedding, and we'll be right back to talk about our game of the week, Donkey Kong 64. Bye.
From the past.
On the ape, Donkey Kong, who is not a monkey, FYI. Donkey Kong 64 follows the titular ape as he sets off on a quest to defeat that dastardly King K. Rool, who's kidnapped his friends. Players can also play as Donkey's friends, Chunky, Lanky, Tiny, and Diddy Kong, who is a monkey because he has a tail. FYI, Diddy's a monkey, Donkey's not. There's also a deathmatch style mini game called Monkey Smash, which is not correct if you're playing as Donkey Kong because it should be Ape Smash. First yeah. Nintendo 64 game to use the expansion pack. Nintendo spent $22 million promoting this game, and it paid off. DK64 received critical acclaim, became Nintendo's top seller of 1999, and won E3 Game Critics Best Platform Award. Some people didn't like the camera controls, but everything else about it owns. Francesca, I understand Donkey Kong 64 is one of your favorite games.
I would say that it is.
And go for it.
I think it's probably up there as far as like hours logged in my life.
Right. Wow. That's a lot, to be clear.
Yeah.
What did you I assume you had a Nintendo 64 growing up?
Yeah.
Was that your favorite console?
It was the only one we had for a long time. Or I guess we had an N64 and we had a Sega. And I would play Sonic on the Sega. And that was fun. But that was older than the N64. So, the Nintendo was definitely, like, what I was playing. And then, like, eventually we got, like, an Xbox and PlayStation and stuff. But I always kind of liked the Nintendo the best.
Yeah. We don't judge for that.
No.
It was good. It's not so crazy. Don't need all that extra stuff going on.
Yeah.
Simple. Stick a thing in a thing and done.
I think Nick's a little hurt because he is Sonic number one historian, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I played that Sonic Sega game quite a bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. No, I know you're a fan. You like Sonic. What do you think about the Sonic movie?
I did not see the Sonic movie.
What?
You've seen the Mario movie, but you haven't seen the freaking any of the Sonic movies?
So street cred revoked.
Yeah. You never even saw the beach scenes of Sonic 2 where Sonic's not even in it.
No.
Where there's a wedding?
A wedding and Natasha Rothwell really? And four shirtless men doing push-ups.
Yeah, no. and then there's a scene where Sonic's dad, what's his name, Nick?
James Marsden? Oh, the donut.
James Marsden? No, yeah. It's James Marsden. He's staring at the buff guys playing volleyball, sort of like staring at him like that. He's like, he turns to his wife, he goes, I want that for Sonic. Pretty crazy stuff.
Man, James Marsden has a small mention in the documentary series Quiet on Set, and it does not make him look good.
Oh, really? No, that's really upsetting. I love James Marsden.
It's more guilt by association than anything, but it's weird. So that's Sonic's dad, and... tell us about your affection for Donkey Kong in general. You stan?
Yeah, I'd say that I stan. And to be clear, this is not a general standing. This is specific to Donkey Kong 64. I have a very narrow viewpoint here. This was a game that I played a lot as a child with my brothers. And then when I was in like high school, I think I ended up like buying a Nintendo 64. Like I think we like gotten rid of it. And I was like, let me give that another go. And I played it again. And I was like, this is fucking great. This game is great. Don't need any more than this.
Yeah.
I actually think that's a fine take.
It's simple. It's good. You get to do a bunch of different weird shit. I mean, it's not simple, but you get to do a bunch of like weird shit. Like it's just not so crazy.
Yeah.
Who was
these
your
games?
Yeah. Games today. There's so many things you can do.
Nobody's fucking in Donkey Kong. They all want to fuck Candy, the hot instrument lady, but.
Yeah, that's true. That's, yeah. That goes. Yeah. I mean, it's a not, I mean, everybody, of course.
She has
crazy huge boobs. I was watching a playthrough today to remind myself of the various things that happened in Donkey Kong 64.
What's her name again?
Candy.
Candy's cool, and we went on a couple dates. It didn't really work out. Where do you fault on the like ape versus monkey divide? Do you understand this distinction?
Do we understand this?
That there is a difference between the two.
Because they're all primates, right? But they're not all the same. Or are we just in agreement? We're setting a ground rule.
Yeah, that's fine.
In general, you can tell the difference because apes do not have tails and monkeys do.
What's Candy?
Candy is, let's see, I got a Google image search. She does not have a tail. I think Candy, she looks like a chimpanzee, but she might be an orangutan.
Because I think Lanky is an orangutan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's got those arms. And then I think, and Donkey is what, a gorilla?
Yes.
Donkey and Chunky both, I would think, are gorillas. Chunky. And then.
And Funky?
Diddy is a.
Funky.
What else is Chunky if not a gorilla?
I think you're right. I think that's, well, yeah. Yeah, what else?
Yeah, he's a gorilla for sure. And Diddy is for sure a monkey because he's got a little.
He's a chimp.
Yeah.
I don't know what Tiny is.
Chimpanzees have tails?
Wait a minute. No, they don't. Is he a chimp? I don't think he is.
I thought chimpanzees had tails. Who has tails?
Maybe he's just Sonic a regular does. Monkey. Yeah.
His tails is his best friend.
I just remembered that at one point in high school, I made a family tree of Donkey Kong.
Did you?
Really?
Yes. I forgot about that.
Because I've certainly done that as an adult.
We must have talked about this on here, but there is kind of some competing theories about the chronology of the Nintendo games as a result of the character ages and dynamics. So obviously I think we all know Cranky Kong is in fact the Donkey Kong from the original Donkey Kong arcade game. Were we all aware of that?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
I'm only familiar with the original Donkey Kong arcade game because it is featured in the Frantic Factory level.
That's right.
Donkey Kong 64, which is great. That's always a very fun part when you get to go play original Donkey Kong. But also, isn't it not even called Donkey Kong? Also in life, isn't it called like...
That's Donkey
Kong. Is it his name never even in it? Oh.
It's Donkey Kong's is, but Mario's isn't.
Right.
Oh.
And that's
just a little fella in overalls.
That's mm-hmm. the rub, though, because Mario, he was introduced in Donkey Kong, but Donkey Kong is Cranky Kong. We need to do some research on ape lifespans, but I'm pretty sure that means that the Mario in the Donkey Kong game isn't the Mario in all the other Mario games because he'd be too old.
Well, what's so?
Have you considered the fact that none of this is like real?
Francesca, please. Paula.
Lifespan.
Is it Paula? Pauline? Paula?
Pauline.
Pauline. I was.
Yeah.
Who?
Pauline is the original. She's also in Donkey Kong.
She's the Peach. She's who needs to get rescued.
Yes. And they've made her in the past 10 years or so sort of a playable character in some games.
So she's not just like, ah.
Yes. Yeah. And in fact, no one, I wouldn't have remembered her if she wasn't. She was in Super Mario Odyssey. She was heavily featured in that. And I believe that was like her new debut.
Mm-hmm. Well, she is not in Super Mario Brothers, the film. So
no, she's not. No, she's not. Which is an oversight on their part. Yeah, I heard there was a lot, though. a lot of the adults noticed. So
I stood up at the end of the screening. I said, where was Pauline?
Yeah. No, Daisy. It's just I don't want to get into it.
I have some research that I think everyone will find interesting here. The average gorilla lifespan is between 35 to 40 years, which, in my estimation, is not that long. It's like less long than I thought. I don't know. I thought it would be more comparable to like human, but
that's still pretty fucking long.
I guess. I mean, yeah, you're right.
What's about the lifespan of a schnup?
Now I just want to know.
Yikes. Costanza's only like 60, so.
Okay, great.
Now,
what have they done to Tiny Kong?
What have they done to him?
Why is she like a teenager now? Let her be a child forever.
Yeah, and that's the dream.
She grew up.
What is she?
She's, boy, there are just on Google page one some interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to not go ahead and click on that.
I'm going to keep clicking on it.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do some research on Tiny Kong, but here's the point I want to make.
Diddy Kong is her brother-in-law?
Brother-in-law specifically, huh?
What? Is he married?
I hate to say this, but it tracks.
Who's Dixie? Is Dixie married to
Whoa, is that true?
Diddy Kong is Dixie Kong's boyfriend.
Oh. I guess that I knew. What if they got married right before this game?
So Cranky Kong's the oldest, and he's actually the grandpa of the Donkey Kong we know, because Donkey Kong's dad is Donkey Kong Jr., not Cranky. So there's three Kongs before we get to Mario in our classic Donkey Kong in your Mario Kart, your Smash Brothers. I feel like, I don't know, I kind of feel like the Mario from the Donkey Kong game might be Mario's dad, but that's just my personal canon.
But I mean, his name's not even Mario. He could just be some guy.
It's true. Jumpman.
I guess he is Jumpman.
Current Donkey Kong's grandmother. That's Wrinkly Kong. She shows up in Donkey Kong 64 to give insight.
And then right. I think she dies, right? Or does she?
She's dead. She's dead in 64.
Yeah.
She's like, my body has passed away since this last game, but I'm here if you need help.
It's dark.
Rare, the company who made this, loves to make people ghosts.
Shades?
I see. No, Nick, ghosts, not shades.
We never asked Francesca about her thoughts on ghosts.
Banjo Kazooie, that poor mole man.
I liked Banjo Kazooie. That's a good game.
The mole man dies in the second one. Spoiler. Is that a spoiler for you?
Yeah, I haven't played it.
I don't think I've ever played this game.
Oh no!
Okay, bleep it.
There's someone named Swanky Kong. Sorry, I'm looking at all the Kongs.
Yeah, no, that's okay. There is someone named Swanky Kong. Yes.
I did not know about Swanky. He took after Funky Kong. Oh yes, because they say that Funky Kong is an entrepreneur friend.
Yeah, he's into crypto. He's doing really well for himself.
financially, but he's like hard canceled. We probably shouldn't even be talking about him.
For what?
It's bad.
Bluster?
He posted on Twitter like at the start of crypto with some big misinformation.
Oh, really?
He was like, save your money on one banana a day and crypto will make you rich. It's like, what? And so I followed his advice and I lost all my money.
Really?
Yeah, that's right. Francesco, you like ghosts, right? He was also in that
Nickelodeon documentary.
He is, yeah. It's bad. He looks worse than Marston does.
Yeah, I like ghosts. I like the concept of ghosts. I like the word ghost.
It's a good word.
It's a good word.
Jon Snow's direwolf is named Ghost.
I do think that's a good name.
Yeah.
Did you think about that name for your dog?
No.
No.
She's too small.
Shutting that down.
Shutting it down.
She's too small. No, she's half black. It wouldn't make any sense. She's not all white or gray. She's got spots. What if I'd name, what if I as an adult had named my dog Spot?
I wouldn't be the first.
No.
You don't really at this point meet a lot of dogs named Spot.
It's true.
It's true. There might be a void in the market for it, but I don't know. Doesn't it feel a little old hat?
If I had a dog, I would name it Car-like miniature, not safe for work. Name it after something I love.
It's too long. Car-like miniature. Even if you abbreviate it, there's already an abbreviated word in that name.
I met a child yesterday who told me that they have a golden doodle named Curly Fry.
Oh, that's cool.
That's good.
Yeah. Which I was like, that's very cute. It totally fits. Because they have like one dog named, they have an orange cat named Nacho. And then they have a little dog named Cheese. And then they have a golden doodle named Curly Fry. And I'm like, the idea of that is so cute. But like, what do you actually call that dog? Like, yeah. He's standing outside yelling down the block, Curly Fry. Humiliating.
Courtney Vinay's dog, Chili. Chili dog.
Chili. I love that. I'm naming Chili's my dog Bacon. It's so funny.
God, Nick.
It's random. It's funny because nobody would see it coming.
Rawr.
So, did you ever play Monkey Smash?
No.
Did you play this multiplayer ever? Did you guys like take control?
Oh, is that just what the multiplayer is called? Yes. Yes. I kind of forgot that you could play multiplayer, but I definitely did. That definitely was what? That wasn't in the playthrough that I watched. I haven't been reminded of this content at all.
This game had the expansion pack, which had previously been used for optional higher resolution graphics, but with this game, it actually improves the frame rate and rendering of objects at a distance. Do you remember the expansion pack?
Well, now I'm looking at pictures of the multiplayer screens, and I'm like, yes, okay, I remember this. Yeah. And I do think in that context, I would have always been playing as Tiny.
This would
just for the record.
Every time, always Tiny.
Probably as a child, yes, because I am a girl.
If Candy and Tiny had both been in it, who would you have picked?
I bet I still would have picked Tiny because I liked that she was like spunky and fun, and I probably, knowing myself as a child, would have been like, actually, Candy is like kind of not feminist or whatever.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's wrong, but it.
No, I actually have no idea about her politics. And you can be a feminist and have big boobs, but I, as a child, didn't necessarily know that.
Right. Well, I wouldn't Google her now. She's not doing well. Remember Tila Tequila? Similar route.
Yeah.
Damn, that's devastating to hear about my hero Candy Kong.
Yeah, yeah. We it wasn't. No one was happy.
It's the Kongs. They made too much money too fast, and they just started blowing it in every direction. We haven't even really talked about Funky that much, but I mean, how much are we going to like character assassinate these people? If I'm talking about anything that's just pure speculation, shut me down. But I saw pictures of him with Andrew Tate in Romania.
Really?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he was live streaming. God.
That's so embarrassing. Yeah. That's that fucked up.
Yeah.
Okay. As long as Chunky Kong is fine, like, then I still have faith in men. If Chunky Kong.
Chunky Kong.
Francesca.
He is a gentle giant. He never wants to get picked. He goes, no.
Have you seen him lately?
No. Does he have a fucked up face now?
He's like the Joe Rogan of the UK. Big Union Jack behind him. He looks weird.
Oh. Wow, that's a huge bummer.
He doesn't have a British accent, does he?
No.
Yeah, so he like moved over there just to pretend to be from England or something.
He's an expat, but yeah, I mean, it's not. I don't know.
His Elon interview was good, though.
It was really good.
It was good.
He actually asked him some hard-hitting questions.
Mm-hmm. His big thing, too, is he doesn't smoke cigars. He pretends he's smoking one, like, with a banana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah. Elon plays along with it, which it feels awkward at first, but you get used to it as the two hours go on.
Yeah, it's like, it's just weird what he laughs at and what he doesn't, because Chunky is a funny guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's fun. He's funky. Oh, I'm sorry. Freudian slip. Francesca, is there anything else you wanted to tell us about Donkey Kong 64?
God, I watched this whole thing, sped through it, and I feel like you guys don't even appreciate my prep.
Oh, no, we do.
Jack in the Box guy is really scary. I did want to say that. He's the boss of the Frantic Factory. He's creepy.
That's
true. There are moments in this game, I will say, that are scary or were to me as a small child. Mostly, I would say the scary Jack in the Box. And just the vibe of the room that you go in before you see the bosses. There's like the two pigs. And it's just all very like dimly lit, and like that music. I think about this music a lot. There's a lot of like sounds and images from this game that are like super deeply embedded in my brain.
Yeah.
Just like the way that it sounds when they like, when like those pig guys like eat the bananas, and it's like, and it's like, that's really like in there. And like, when you collect the little like diamond things, and it's like, or it sounds like my brother used to, and I used to say, it sounds like it's going like tortellini, tortellini, tortellini when you pick them up. The little laughter of the fairies. Again, it's a very sound heavy game in my mind.
Yeah, no, Rare did a really good job with some iconic sounds, I feel like.
All their little sounds that they make. Whoop, whoop, wee. That stuff.
These are really good.
Just wanted to kind of like, you know, take a moment here to express appreciation.
Can we get one more sound?
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Ooh, banana.
Wow. Wow.
Okay. Not that one.
There's no cats in Donkey Kong.
No cats in Donkey Kong, Nick.
Something to be fixed, probably. That's a little rude, isn't it? There could be a cat in it.
It's not rude.
It could be.
No, it's a land occupied only by apes and alligators.
And pigs.
And a couple pigs. And a couple pigs. And fairies.
And fairies.
Oh, and there's one random fox who gives you, who uses his Rube Goldberg machine to give you bananas.
Yeah.
And blueprints.
No room for cats. Sorry, Nick.
Nope. You can be a fox if you want.
I don't.
Okay.
I'm not going to be a fox.
That's cool.
That's fine.
Not even a silver fox.
Yeah, you wish.
Yeah, you wish, dude.
Sorry.
This is the most bullied I've been. Yeah. Surprise, Kara Myers isn't even here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fair. I won't get a girlfriend. I'm bald freak.
Oh my God, Nick.
No, it's fine.
You're not going to be dating the people we talked about earlier.
You know
That's
what?
It.
Chunky Kong was right.
Oh no, Nick.
No.
Chunky makes good points. Francesca, it sounds like you're a fan of Donkey Kong 64.
I am.
But have you ever been inside Donkey Kong 64?
Not quite.
Hmm.
And I'm good, actually. Yeah, I'm all good. Don't need to.
Okay. Should we explore the
no.
Oh, wait. Should we just do more time travel with the reactivator?
No, I'm sick of that.
Yeah, it's boring, right?
It's boring. Played out.
Yeah, you changed it so you didn't win the Mega Millions jackpot the other day, I saw.
Me?
Yeah.
You didn't want to win. Too much pressure.
It's too much pressure. Too many family members reaching out. Just couldn't handle it.
Yeah,
for sure. Okay, come on. Everybody, for old time's sake, let's just do the reactivator normal.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go. Okay. Oh no. Wow, this feeling of dread as I enter the pig room. There are these two pigs in here. Oh no. I'm about to meet the boss, aren't I?
Oh, come on in, Baldy Kong. We just need...
Oh, don't you say that. I'm wearing a bandana.
Yeah, but that's your name. I don't know what to tell you.
And by the way, it doesn't cover the bald spot.
It's all open in the back.
If anything, it accentuates it.
I didn't say anything negative about it. It's just your name.
That's your name.
Wow. When I walked into a room full of pigs, I didn't think it was going to be a roast.
Whoa.
Okay.
I just needed you to feed my friends some bananas so that we can tip these scales and then I can let you in to meet the boss. I thought that's what you wanted. We're trying to help.
Yeah,
you know what,
there's no reason to throw so much ghost at us or shade. Sorry.
I'll throw all the ghosts I want.
Same thing.
I don't want, I'm not giving you any bananas. How about that? How about that for insulting me when I walked in here? I told everybody I want to be called Funky Kong from now on. I don't want to be called Baldy Kong anymore.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you'd changed your name, man.
We didn't know. We would have respected that if we had known, but we've never really met. It's just word of mouth at this point.
Oh, it's just word of mouth. And yet you expected me to come in here and feed you bananas.
Why else were you coming in here? There's nothing else to do in this room. It's just us standing on platforms.
You know what? That's besides the point, okay? It doesn't matter what I came in here for. What matters is how you treated me when I walked in.
Sorry, I thought that was your name.
I'm sorry, dude.
It's fine. It's fine. Here's the banana I got. I dropped it in the forest a little bit. Okay.
It's disgusting.
Oh, it tastes like crap.
Ugh. All right, well, you're nice and fat now, so I can unlock this door for you.
What'd you call me? What'd you say?
You, my buddy.
Me.
Okay,
me.
I want to fight the boss without being body shamed, okay?
I didn't body shame you. I said my friend is fat.
Which is my name.
What?
That's my name is fat.
Oh. You want to change it?
No, I'm perfectly happy.
Well, good for you. I wish we all had that level of self-confidence.
Hey, man. You doing okay?
I don't even want to play anymore. I'm done.
Bro,
listen,
come on.
No one's judging
home.
You.
Really?
You can be funky.
You can be funky, dude. You can rebrand.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Cut to Candy Kong working in a thing.
She got jazzy little music.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Go on, go in there, buddy.
Come a little closer.
I don't even want to go in. I'm scared.
Tell her your new name, dude. Come on, you got.
Okay. Hey, Candy.
Hey, Baldy
It's
Kong.
no, it's not my name anymore, actually. I was coming here to tell you I'm Funky Kong now.
Oh, cool. I love that.
Say it. I want you to say it
Hey,
my
no, I
way.
can't.
Say
I
it.
grab him by the. Hey, come on, knock that off, dude.
I was trying my best.
No, you know, I'm starting to think you might just be an asshole.
Okay, not everyone's bullying you, okay? You can't just assert yourself with women like that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't know what came over me. I've been watching a lot of ApeTube videos.
Oh, no. You're not on Chunky's channel, are you?
Yeah, I ironically, he makes some good points sometimes, but I don't care.
That guy's a malignant presence on this island.
He just invited me over to record a podcast.
I don't think you should do it, man. I think you've got to think about how that's going to look to other people.
The exposure.
If the exposure is worth it to you, go for it, dude.
Nobody's watching my workout streams.
You're doing workout streams?
Yeah.
But you're an entrepreneur.
We
we cut
know.
to we cut to one of the workout streams. Hey man, you need to clean up the machines after you use them.
Oh, what? You're mad at me because I'm filming in the gym?
Your head is it like pours more sweat than I've ever seen.
Oh, no, don't worry. My bandana is catching all the sweat.
It's, dude, I'm coming over here to tell you that it's not.
Oh no.
People are slipping two machines down.
Oh no, for the first time I'm going viral and it's in this embarrassing situation.
LOL, his freaking head.
This isn't normally how it goes. It normally is super cool, good workout.
Bro, that dude's hair is made of water.
God, it's not. I
I'm
don't
dead,
have.
I'm dead, I'm dead.
We'll be dead. You will be dead if you keep commenting that on my channel.
Okay, you just calm down, buddy.
You will be dead.
Trip.
Okay, cut to Chunky's podcast recording with Funky.
So that's my bit, and I don't care what anybody says, I'm sticking to it.
That's really cool, man. That's really cool. That kind of, so you've seen ghosts, right?
Shades.
Tommy, pull him up. Pull up the shade videos.
Don't fact check me, bro. Don't fact check me.
Okay, so we've actually got these pretty cool videos of these little guys, and they're kind of floating around, and they're ghosts. So what do you think?
I can't believe it. That's evidence.
Let me get another hit, dude.
Oh, of the banana. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
I'm getting a contact high. This is so crazy.
How long are you in England for?
Oh, I actually just moved here. I'm thinking about starting my own show.
Dude, I'll have to put you up at the new stand-up club I opened.
The U Comedy Factory?
The U Comedy Factory, yes.
Comedy with a K?
Yeah.
Like Kong.
We got to the main stage at the UK Comedy Club. UK Comedy Club. UK
Yay.
Comedy is
Emily.
here. All right. All right, this was hello everybody. How's everybody feeling? All right, we got another fellow Englander here. He just moved here. It's of course Baldy Kong!
Hey, everybody, it's actually Funky Kong now. Sorry, not Chucky, it's Funky.
What?
Let me just get into my material.
What am I watching right now? I don't understand.
Don't understand it.
If you eat bananas, you might be a great ape.
What?
Not a monkey. Apes are not monkeys.
Oh my god, he's sweating profusely all over the stage.
His hair is made of water.
You said that in the crowd. It's too big, I can't see yet. I don't have a water head.
But what is all that?
My
bandana's soaking it up. You know what? I don't need this. You can't say anything in this country anymore. Oh, I hate it here. I hate it.
Okay, go back to your island.
Who said that? How'd you know I was from an island?
Because we all know who you are.
Really?
You're Baldy Kong.
You're Baldy Kong.
No, I'm not.
You got that terrible video.
Cut to the green room. Man, he's bombing out there.
Yeah, I don't know if he's ever going to recover.
I'm a Nazi, I think.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's what happens in this situation, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Not me. I'm cool. But good for you, Diddy.
Sorry. I don't need to be a Nazi. I thought that was kind of like what the whole thing was. No, it's cool. I'm chill. It's fine.
You don't have to change your personality to match what other people like. You know, you can just be you.
Whoa. I've never really thought about who Diddy Kong is before.
Maybe we can help you build your new brand.
Oh, I don't know, you guys. Moon's hitting Earth in about 2 hours.
Oh, no. Wow. And then it's just going to be all over?
Yeah.
Done for?
Unless either of you have a time machine.
Bet we could build one. Wait. I know a fox.
You know a fox?
I know a fox, and he's got this crazy room. And I bet he could help us build a time machine so that creepy moon doesn't come down.
Cut to the fox. Yeah, so you want a time machine, see?
Yeah.
Okay.
He sounds way more different than I pictured.
I can whip that up right now.
Not all foxes sound the same, okay? Come on, man.
Sorry. It's just part of my act.
Say, what year do you want to go back to, see?
Wait a minute. I could go back and save Hitler.
Dude, you would do that?
I don't know.
Okay, 1945.
Pretty sure you go, this is Diddy. What green room is.
Francesca Tricamo Palmer, thank you so much for coming back to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm not a Nazi.
We know.
For the record.
No. Always a treat to have you. Do you have anything you'd like to plug today?
I worked on this movie Prom Dates. It's coming out on May 3rd, I believe, on Hulu. It's great. It's starring Julia Lester from High School Musical, the musical series, and Antonia Gentry from Ginny and Georgia. Both excellent. I'm very excited to see it. Worked on that last year, and it's a really exciting, fun cast that we put together. Excited about that. And then you can follow me on whatever. It's Francesca TP on everything.
Great.
Heck yeah. Follow me on X at @Nick_Costanza and @NickCostanza everywhere else. You can follow Reactivators on all the socials as well. Toiler.
Excuse me. Tylord SCH on Instagram, Schnep69 everywhere else. Follow the Patreon we're a part of, Super NPC Radio. A lot of good stuff going over there. That's it.
This has been another episode of Reactivators. See you next time.